It has been said that Annie Donnellan has the voice of an angel and the heart of a lion. The Cincinnati soprano also has a deeply religious faith and a wicked sense of humor. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. Annie Donnellan's new album, A Sacred Collection, was completed late last year. Annie is here with her friend, pianist Julie Spangler, to perform live in the studio. Annie, welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Elaine.
Sings my soul.
Annie, that's obviously a very well-known hymn, but you chose to record it for a very specific reason. Can you talk about how you picked this classic hymn?
Well, I've loved this song for years, but the story that comes to mind, several years ago, I was asked to sing for a Swan Day that support women in arts now, and they specifically asked me to sing a song having to do with art. So two contrasting pieces they wanted. So the one that I did was Art is Calling for Me from The Enchantress, about being a prima donna, and I jokingly said with my accompanist, "Hey, what about How Great Thou Art?" At the time, I was totally joking, but clearly God was on board with me, and it kept coming up. And, you know, when God calls you to do something, boy, you better answer it. So that's the song we stuck with. And that song has been close to my heart even before then.
See, I love it. That song is so often sung at funerals and very somber ceremonies. From today on, I'll always smile a little bit thinking about
it. Oh, yeah. It's so powerful.
Art. And I'll think about you. Now, why did you choose to do an all spiritual themed album, Annie? Because you do lots of other kinds of music, right?
Yes. Well, my idea of sacred to me is something that is meaningful and close to my heart. And because of my Catholic upbringing, I wanted to honor that. And God gave me all the songs that are supposed to be on this album. And even Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera is sacred to me in some ways because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a karaoke go-to. It's a song that I do at the end of recitals. And like all of these songs are ones that I've loved to sing through the years, and they're favorites of my friends and family.
What's your background and your training, Annie? I know you've got Spanish in your bag
si?
Of tricks.
Si, señora, exactly.
You also work as a greeter and an interpreter?
Well, currently I'm a customer service representative for the Red Roof Inn, but I do pray that this album will lead to even greater things.
Who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, my. I have to admit, Charlotte Church was a very, very early influence. Not so much nowadays, but Celtic Woman, Sandy Patty, Jewel, Kathy Ryan, Irish-American folk singer, rather.
And you are a little bit Irish yourself, are you
I
not?
I sure am. Well, being a Donnellan, naturally.
You brought Julie Spangler in to play piano with you today. How long have you been working with Julie, and how did you two connect?
Well, to be honest, this project has been 5 years in the making, and... Well, it all started when I asked Bobby Fischer to play for me for a banquet at Su Casa, speaking of Spanish. And, you know, we just got along so well. And I told him, hey, you know, I've always wanted to produce a CD. Would you be willing to work on this with me? And, you know, he very enthusiastically agreed. And, you know, he also referred me to Julie. And we all are live in a similar neighborhood. So that worked out. I really believe that God sent these people to work with me and make this happen.
My guest is Annie Donnellan here to sing, singing music from her new CD, A Sacred Collection a Day. Annie, if you don't know, is blind, and my understanding is that the liner notes on your CD are available in Braille.
Yes, they are. They were done by the Cloverneck Center for the Blind, and you know, if you are interested in Braille liner notes, because they actually came before the discs were made, so just... please get into contact with me, and I will be glad to send them your way.
And you wrote all of the liner notes.
I did, yes.
Also recorded them on the CD, which I like.
Yeah, because I wanted people not just to get to know the music, but to get to know me.
Who took the photo on the front of the record?
Joanne Meekus. And she was also referred to me by Bobby. And we met up over the summer. She came in town from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And we met at the Labyrinth at the Milford Spiritual Retreat. And we had a good old time.
How Great Thou Art on the album. What are some of the other selections? You mentioned the one from Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, I've also included One Hand, One Heart from West Side Story featuring Chris Albanese. And that's another one that I love doing for weddings. That one and mm-hmm. The Prayer, they seem to be some of the most commonly requested songs for weddings. And of course, there's Ave Maria, Holy Is Your Name, and Danny Boy, both of which bring out the Irish in me. Also, Hallelujah from the Exultate Jubilate by Mozart. A classic, one of my favorites for years. O God, beyond all praising, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, the Lord's Prayer.
That's like a pretty complete collection. Do you have plans to perform the CD live, Annie?
Yes, and those are to be determined at this time.
Are you affiliated with Muse?
Yes, I am. I sang with Muse for about 3 years.
And not singing with them any longer, but...
Not at the time. In fact, right now I sing... with the St. Therese Brass Quintet. And we're a quintet with 8 members. And the way that works is that we double up on instruments, and I am honored to be the vocalist. We do a lot of jazz standards, Broadway hits. We've even incorporated some pop songs here and there, and we go to various senior facilities and perform. It's a ministry that we do. And then we all get together and have drinks and get to know each other. That's what I love about it, the tight-knit community.
Yeah, music truly does heal and bring people together, doesn't it?
It really does. One of God's greatest gifts.
Annie Donnellan combines elements of gospel, opera, and musical theater to create her own unique vocal style. Annie's music is hopeful, trusting, and forward-reaching, eager to connect with people and spread a lot of positivity in a world that can be rather negative at times. My guests have been vocalist Annie Donnellan and pianist Julie Spangler. For a link to Annie's music, visit our website, wvxu.org. Annie and Julie, thank you so much for stopping by and singing for us today.
Thank you, Elaine. It's been wonderful.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.